Everybody, who is, there's Mr. Rogers. Yeah, I'll take a motion to come out of executive into regular.
So moved, second, whatever.
Okay, so move to second that we come out of executive session into regular session. Dave, have, do you have anything on?
Yes, yes, we do have one item for discussion here. And that is regarding a proposal from the Sussex County Land Trust for the county to participate using open space funding in the purchase of a property which includes the Cannon Maston House near Seaford, north of Seaford, between Seaford and Bridgeville. This is one of the oldest surviving homes in the county from the 1700s. It was built in 1727 with an addition in 1733. It is a brick home made from clay from the area. The price of $725,000 includes about 50, almost 59 acres of land, a farmhouse, and the historic, plus the historic Cannon Maston House. Roughly 30 acres of the land is tillable, and the land trust would fund the remainder of the project, $500,000. The request for the county is to fund $225,000. And the land trust would fund the remainder of the project. The land trust would own the project, be responsible for maintaining and renovating and restoring the old property, and rent from the home and farm could help with renovation cost and maintenance cost. The Seaford Historical Society would also, in cooperation with the land trust, be involved in providing tours and whatnot for the public. And with us today, we have Mr. Dennis Forney and Wendy Baker. Wendy's the executive director of the land trust who have actually made this request to the county. So,
You're going to make another, okay.
I don't need to say anything. If
didn't we, did you make a presentation once before about this in on the record, right?
Did not.
Oh, you haven't, okay, I'm sorry.
No, not.
Not to my knowledge.
No. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I guess afternoon now. I apologize. So good.
As always, we appreciate you working with the Land Trust on this important mission for the county.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees of the Sussex County Land Trust, my name is Wendy Baker, President and CEO, and I'm here to request to utilize existing county pledge funds. At our board meeting on August the 5th and subsequent meeting on August the 18th, the board met and voted to proceed with the acquisition of the Cannon Maston House. As Mr. Baker indicated, this project is 58.86 acres total, 37 of which is tillable. Two is set aside for the historical house, and 19.86 acres is for woods and streams and wetlands. The total purchase price is $725,000, and it represents $12,317 an acre. We are seeking $225,000 in county existing pledged funds, and the Sussex County Land Trust will put up $500,000 in privately raised funds. Our board believes this project exemplifies our mission statement. It protects natural, cultural, agricultural resources, and provides an opportunity through the Seaford Historical Society to educate and instill in our children and others in the county a sense of history.
Okay. Yes, you have anything else? Nope. Any other questions for that? Dave, do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the expenditure of $225,000 of open space funds towards the purchase of the Cannon Maston House, including approximately 58.86 acres, with the balance funded by the Sussex County Land Trust, and ownership and maintenance of the property to be managed by the Sussex County Land Trust.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion. We support the. Is it a resolution?
Yeah.
Right.
Motion.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Is there a second?
Second.
We move to second that we support the purchase with the land trust as stated. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, and I'll give some reasons here because first of all, I think that I've been very critical sometimes of what the land trust does when it comes to purchasing easements and purchasing a development rights. This falls into what I think it ought to be doing is buying the land so it'll guarantee public access in some form in the future. It also is another good proof of where partnerships work. I mean, we're partnershipping with the Land Trust, and Land Trust is partnershipping with the Historical Society. We're also getting two dwellings, one's old, one historical, and one fairly modern. So there's some values there, and hopefully some revenue can be generated to help offset some of the overhead. So my vote will be yes because of those reasons.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
We've had this program in place for, what, 5 years now?
2001.
So 7 years, and it's been heralded as probably one of the most successful public-private partnerships in the state with respect to preservation of open space. Normally, this council is asked to pay for 100% of acquisition. Sometimes we pay maybe half of it in the partnership spirit, and in this case, it would appear that we're only being asked for about 30% of it. So in light of that commitment by the private sector, in light of the fact that the monies have been set aside for this purpose, I will vote yes.
Mr. Dukes.
For the record, I'm told that the money has been set aside in open space, and it's money that we have appropriated and approved and setting there to partner with a land trust. I realize it's an old historical. I've been contacted by the Seaford Historical Society wanting support on it, and through negotiations and so forth with the land trust and the owner, my vote will be yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I've supported everything that the land trust has done. I like the conservation loop they have in place, and this is just another branch of the tree growing to continue that completed loop at some point of possibly 40,000 acres. So I think it's a good thing.
Thank you.
Yes.
My vote is yes also because I think the partnership can get more bang for the buck, like we always said. And it's unfortunate that we didn't get to do it with the Ag Department this year because Secretary Scruce wouldn't make an ass out of himself. But, you know, that's the way it is. Motion passed. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your support. Much appreciated.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Or introduce an ordinance.
Thank you.
I think we got one, if I'm not mistaken.
Wendy. Yeah, there is one. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres, more or less.
Any other? That's all?
That's it.
Okay. Additional business? Mr. Kramer?
I got to look at it again.
My name is Dan Kramer. This morning, Secretary Hughes was here, and I noticed, I walked outside, and I happened to see him sitting in his vehicle, and he had a handicap thing hanging on his thing. And I was wondering where he was handicapped at. After he came in here and talked a while, I kind of put it together. I was wondering whether it was where he sits at or was it in his brain. I believe his brain is where he sits at. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Some days I don't doubt your word. Any other additional business?
I make a motion. We.
Yep, we're good.
Adjourn.
Yep, I think that's it. Second, gentlemen.
Second.
You got it.
It's my motion. Why can't I second it?
That's right. You can. You can do anything you want, Mr. Dix. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Good. Okie dokie.
Three weeks.